Leading the news, Bali Nine member Renee Lawrence is now back in Australia after spending 13 years in an Indonesian jail. Lawrence flew back into Brisbane International Airport early this morning. She'll now travel to her hometown of Newcastle in New South Wales. Lawrence is the first and only Bali Nine member to be freed. The federal opposition will unveil its revamped energy policy today. Labor leader Bill Shorten wants a much stronger focus on renewables, with the installation of solar batteries to be subsidised. The new scheme will adopt the coalition's national energy guarantee, the policy that helped bring down the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. South Australia is bracing for more wild weather this morning after thunderstorms tore through the state's southeast overnight. Wind gusts topped 100 kilometres per hour and cut power to 40,000 homes. And a 48-year-old man is expected to face a northern New South Wales court today after a baby girl was found dead on a Queensland beach. The 9-month-old was discovered by a passerby at Surfers Paradise early on Monday morning, but police believe the child actually died at Tweed Heads. And police are investigating the shooting death of a woman in Geelong, west of Melbourne last night. Emergency services were called to the suburb of Whittington, where a woman was found with a gunshot wound. She was taken to hospital but later died from her injuries. A man who was at the house is now assisting police with their inquiries.